Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, patrons, and we are here for another bonus Patreon episode funded by you, the patrons. You allow us to do this every single month. My name is Jason Robbins, and Derek will be here in a little bit. He is running a bit late. He had to work a little late this evening, but he told us to go ahead and start without him, and he'll jump in when he gets home. So my name is Jason Robbins, and joining me up first, we have our fact checker himself, Mr. Wiley Phelps.
Greetings and salutations.
And we have the Nerd Cave Retro World Champion himself, Mr. Joey Image.
Good morning, folks. Pleasure to be pleasure to be here.
Morning. What part of the world are you in?
All we don't know when they're listening to this.
Yeah, well, true. Very true.
Oh, yes. Greetings, programs. Happy morning, evening, afternoon, good night.
It's Easter. Also, it's Easter weekend, so happy Easter, fellas.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little, usually we do a commentary track every month, but we're going to do something a little different this month. I had something that's been on my mind for quite a while now. I want to discuss physical media versus streaming, and I want to get you guys' opinions on things, because over the last few months, ever since really HBO has kind of lost their mind and started yanking stuff down off of streaming and canceling movies that have already been made as tax write-offs. It's gotten to the point where you don't know where anything's streaming anymore. Everything's so broken up. There's like 800 different streaming services. All the lower tiers are now full of ads. And if you don't want ads, you have to pay through the nose. And I'm done with it. I am absolutely done with it. And I have gone back to DVD collecting, DVD and Blu-ray. So I personally, and this is my opinion, nobody, and I know Wally, you'll probably yell at me or whatever you're going to do. I personally think that, like, the reason Disney and Hulu have recently merged over the last couple of days, we know that Disney is losing their ass on Disney Plus. I think a lot of these companies thought they were going to make a shit ton of money by making streaming services, but it's not as easy to make money as they thought it was going to be. So I think there's going to be, the bubble's going to burst. I think the bubble's going to burst here soon. So we'll start with you, Wally. What's your rebuttal?
No, I think you're right. I don't think there's much to really rebut there.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
You blew it!
I mean, it's not so much. Disney's not really losing their ass, but they are losing money. And I mean, the merger with Hulu was always going to happen because they owned a controlling stake in it, yeah. and they wanted that to happen anyway. In fact, the original plan was that they would have two different, they would both be in the Disney Plus app, and one would be for more adult fare, and the other would be for the kids stuff, the family friendly stuff. That kind of went away once they got the rights to the Netflix series from the Marvel side of things. So they kind of expedited the process so they could put those on there, mm-hmm. Because they thought that would help with the numbers. It did not.
Yeah.
This was always going to happen. It's just that it's not doing what they want it to. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are getting tired of having to have all of these different subscription services, because when this originally was pitched to us, it was a cheaper way to view the material that we wanted to view. And now it's about the same price as cable if you want everything.
Yep. I mean, me personally, I only subscribe to a couple now. I do Hulu, Disney Plus, which I'll probably just have Disney Plus now since Hulu's pretty much on there now. I have Shudder and I have Paramount Plus. And I have Paramount Plus because I like to watch After Midnight. I like the Halo show. I like the Star Trek stuff. But their app blows ass. It is awful.
I hear this.
But before I go any further with that, Joey, what are your thoughts on because you have a complex way of viewing content, but I know that's a huge pain in the ass.
You ain't kidding. I'm dealing with it right now, actually. I love physical media. I like having a collection to see. Yeah. You know what I mean? Same thing with games. Like, I don't want to be like, you know, my nephews come over like, oh, let me show you my collection. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to go turn on the PS5 first.
Yeah, and the Bro. Thing about with
or I have to open the app first. Like, yeah, come on,
the thing about with the games industry moving more towards digital is it's pretty much PS4 and forward. Like, even if you have the physical disc, doesn't matter. You need to be
right.
connected to the internet to even play.
There was something, some complaint I saw recently on, I want to say it was Twitter. Somebody bought some big exclusive physical copy from Limited Run Games, and they got it, and it was just a case. Oh, and you open the case, and there was a download code. And they're selling that as physical, air quotes, physical copies, because it's in an actual box with packaging, and there was some extras and stuff. And the guy that posted it was like, this is not a physical copy. This is a card with a number on it where I still have to go and download it. Like, I wanted a physical copy of the game. Mm-hmm. So I'm big into physical media. Like, when stuff comes out, I usually don't get, at least game wise, I don't get a lot of stuff on release day, because like I'll order or pre-order from Amazon so I can get the physical version.
Yeah.
And it usually comes like a day or two later. A lot of stuff I get on launch day, but some stuff it comes like a day or two later, and like I don't care, I want the physical one. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to build a collection instead of just saying, I mean, if it was just like if I didn't care about that, everything was like digital, like I would just do what I did for like NES, just download every ROM, and okay, now I have the whole collection. Mm-hmm. Like, great. It's just, it's not the same.
And the thing with, I think, and this is just my prediction, I think, you know, Blu-ray never really took off the way DVD did, or the way they really wanted Blu-ray to, because Blu-ray was really expensive when it came out. Blu-ray movies are still relatively expensive. DVDs are, I mean, they're not HD, but they're okay. You know, they're not bad. And I think we're missing out on a lot of things that DVDs gave us, like special features, you know, all the different extras that you would get with DVDs. We don't get that with,
you know, digitals. Streaming. No, I love like the
counterpoint.
Counterpoint. Yeah, let's hear it.
Disney Plus has all that. If you go into the menu of each movie, there is an extras place, and you'll find
deleted scenes,
audio commentary.
I'll give you that.
Different cuts of the movie.
Yeah, I'll give you that. They're the only ones that do that. But you're not going to get that with Netflix. You're not going to get that with Paramount Plus or anything like that. They're not going to do that.
Right.
But
and I agree with you as far as that part's concerned. Although I do disagree with your whole assertion that DVD is fine. It's not. It's ugly as shit whenever I'm watching it on a big TV.
If you're watching 480p on a 1080p TV, that's on you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm not buying
DVDs. Look fine.
I'm gonna buy the Blu-ray at the very least.
Well, I like to buy the combos that are the Blu-ray DVD combo with the download code.
Right. Come with one of each.
Yeah. And that's exactly. I don't mind paying for that. And the thing that scares me is, you know, Target is already getting rid of physical media. Best Buy's gotten rid of
it. Best Buy already did, yeah.
Walmart's probably not far behind. So buying physical media is going to be probably a boutique thing here soon. Unless something happens where the only thing I could think that could happen in the future is we're going to get consolidated back down to a very few streaming services.
I don't know, because I don't know how long it will take for them to decide to abandon it, basically. Because at this point, I don't know why people even have Paramount Plus, but I can't fathom enough people are subscribing to it to justify the costs of their original program.
Yeah.
Same thing with what was the Peacock or any of those other, especially now that, you know, Peacock's going to lose WWE in a year. It doesn't make any kind of sense to me that they're all having their own separate streaming service. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because it kind of reminds me of, you know, the original days of movie making when the studios also owned the movie theaters.
Yeah.
And they only showed
are in the modern version of that right now.
Right. And there was a point where the government stepped in and said, you can't do that
anymore. Yeah.
And I think it would have to take that for this to happen. And frankly, I think that the entertainment industry would do better if they didn't have their own content farms, basically.
Exactly.
Because it devalues the movie going experience. And because, you know, everybody knows that these movies are going to show up on streaming in just a couple of months. The only exceptions to that are these Sony movies. And that's because nobody knows when Sony movies are going to come to streaming platforms.
Yeah. And we have joining us Mr. Derek Diamond himself, everyone.
Dun dun dun.
So to catch you up, Derek, we are we're basically just discussing, like we said, physical media versus streaming, and just kind of how we feel about the state of streaming at the moment. And me personally, I feel like the bubble is about to burst on streaming, and I have gone to DVD collecting basically because I want to own my media.
You know, I was actually thinking about this. So if my audio sounds a little different, I'm actually in Tallahassee. I just got finished working.
You sound
good.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. It's actually my old school setup from like several years ago. So, I was thinking about this on the way over, and it's kind of crazy how, like, I think streaming has almost become the new cable television. You know, when Netflix came out, they were the new kid on the block, and it was this whole new thing. Whereas, like, oh, I can just get the subscription and I can watch all these movies. Then all these other studios are like, hey, let's do our own streaming service, which in theory is great. But as you said, and I agree with you, Jason, I think the bubble is about to burst because there's so many now that it's almost cheaper to go with cable than it is to get all these streaming services.
It is. When Netflix first came out, I paid, I think it was $8.99 a month.
Yep. Yep.
You're exactly right. You can get three DVDs at a time.
Yep.
And of course I had two DVD burners. So I had three DVDs on Monday. They were back in the mail Monday night. And somehow I watched them later in the week, even though I sent the DVDs back. But I would do that like 3 days a week. It was great. And I just like amassed this giant collection of stuff. And I mean, it was great for me. I don't know, whatever. But
do you think DVD rentals will ever make a comeback because people will get tired of not being able to have what they want to watch?
I wish video stores would make a comeback.
Oh, that would be so great.
I know.
I would love to. We should open one.
I would love to.
Yeah, but the scary thing is are they going to stop producing DVDs and Blu-rays?
Nerdy Video. Hey, dude, I just got yesterday a color laser printer. So I will just burn everything on DVD and print our own covers, and then we're all set. That's all we need. Stuff that's never been on DVD, we'll have it.
Pretty sure that's illegal, but
it's okay. Hey, I'm not selling it. I'm getting it back.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, haven't you ever seen Thank You for Rewinding? Be Kind Rewind?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm making a joke.
Oh, I know. I am too. Oh,
okay.
Ooh, we could do Sweden movies.
We could, $10 a month.
NCSV, Nerd Cave's sweetest video.
Hey, we could set up some Redbox type things outside the Walmarts and just the NCR video rentals.
That would be awesome. There's one outside the 7-Eleven by my house. I've never used it, though.
I will say one of the coolest things I remember when like Blockbuster and Movie Gallery were shutting down. Do you guys remember when they were selling their DVDs for like $3 for $15 or $4 for $20? Oh, I got so many movies.
The video store, the Blockbuster put my video store out of business. So when we closed up shop, it was like that. It was like four like used DVDs for like, I don't know, $8 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great? And this is just me spitballing here. If we also did rentals for like classic console games.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, think of this. Nobody can really afford to buy them anymore. So why don't we just rent them out?
You know, there's full libraries of NES, N64, and Super NES. I don't remember anything else at the Blizzard headquarters in Irvine, California. We can just go there and take those.
I go.
You won't have to twist my arm.
I wasn't allowed to take pictures in that room, but when my wife and I did the tour a couple years ago there, we got to go in that room, like where all the stuff is. We took a couple of pictures of like some Warcraft stuff, but they wouldn't let us like pass a certain point, like no photos allowed. Like, okay. And we saw those collections. I was like, this is insane. And the one guy's like, yeah, this is the entire library of all three of these, of the first, you know, the initial three Nintendo consoles.
But see,
this is amazing.
Here's the thing is, me and Derek have talked about this before, and I firmly believe that if Nintendo were to just crank up the old NES, what do they call it? The warehouses. And started making new NES
machines. Make a killing.
But
I would buy the hell out of a new NES.
Upgrade them to HDMI, you know, up to 4K, make them available to hook up to, you know, make them able to be hooked up to the internet so they can download new NES ROMs.
Just start saying that physical media is better.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. The people that do like the homebrew games could actually have like a Nintendo store where they could submit their games to, and you could download it to the new NES. Dude, I think, and you could have old game companies like Capcom, Konami start reissuing old games like Castle. Like, imagine going to Walmart or Target and picking up a brand new version of like Castlevania. Dude,
I don't know why a lot of
companies
don't do that. Like, they need someone to go online and say, hey, what are the mods that are popular these days? Oh, Dreamcast has an HDMI mod? Okay, we'll have to get that. Oh, Dreamcast has a new power supply? Okay, we'll have to get that. Oh, they have, whatever. They have this, they have that. They have the new broadband thing where you can connect Dreamcast online or whatever. Okay, let's do that. And then let Sega just put all that shit into a new thing, like you're saying, and just release a new console.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would sell a million units instantly.
It's similar to the way Blizzard does it when they come out with like a content patch for WoW. Like they look at all the most popular add-ons that players are making, yeah, and they just steal those ideas, mm-hmm. put them into their own, put them into their own content, and then they release that next month. And okay, I have no need for this, this add-on on app anymore because it's native to the game. It's the same thing. It's like if Nintendo, Sega, I mean, Jesus, Atari, they just looked at like what mods are. I mean, I saw a couple of days ago, I saw an original Atari 2600 modded for HDMI. I'm like, this is insane. I mean, it didn't increase the graphics at all, but it was just so it could be hooked up to a modern TV.
Imagine.
And I'm like, that's crazy.
Imagine how much money Nintendo would make if they had, a new NES that could hook up to an online store run by Nintendo, much the way Apple runs its, Apple store, where, homebrew NES game makers could just upload a game, and sell it, and Nintendo could take a cut. How much money would Nintendo be making off of just that?
Yeah, a killing.
Which is why they won't do it.
I have so many questions about it.
Go ahead.
Like, isn't that already what they do on the Switch?
Not necessarily. Like, I mean, they could, but
not an NES.
It's not so much Switch.
I understand but at the same time,
for just the aesthetic purposes of having a brand new NES.
Right. And I get that, but I'm just wondering what I understand what you're saying now, but at the same time, it's like, well, they already can do the software part of it.
Yeah, but but it's more of a nostalgia thing, too, to have a brand new NES that's, HDMI capable. You can play on brand new TVs without any sort of, input lag or adapter, anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, latency, yeah.
And I would buy one. I'd pay $200 for one right now.
I'd also want cartridges.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Give me an option, like on Switch. Like Switch has got the cartridge slot, plus I can download from the Nintendo Store.
What I mean.
Give me the same thing. But if that was to come to fruition and it was a Nintendo, I could bet I'd be buying more cartridges than anything.
And that's what
right, because
I mean.
I think the attractive thing about it is the fact that you would have that nostalgic feel of walking into a store and walking out with that box like you did in 1988,
100%.
Open it up, pull out the little sleeve with the cartridge in it with the foam in the bottom.
Dude, that new game smell.
Right, that's the first thing.
And you can't forget the instruction manual.
Yeah.
Instinctively, you blow into the bottom of it, pop it into the console. I mean, I would want that experience so much, and I think that if the homebrew community or the independent game community were to embrace that, being able to produce those, and Nintendo would make money because they were one of the ways that they made money back in the 80s and 90s was the fact that they were the only ones that you can buy the cartridges from.
Yeah,
so that would be a revenue stream for them in that way, as well as the percentage that they would get from every sale. So I don't see why they wouldn't want to do this. And I'm just begging Nintendo to take my money at this point.
Sometimes I blow into the cartridge slot on my Switch just for nostalgia.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I don't even use my Switch. It's been in my closet.
Sometimes I blow on the bottom of my phone to get it to speed up.
I'm just kidding. I don't even use my Switch. It's back in my it's all back in the original boxes the way it was and I even have the plastic pieces back on there. It's in my closet. I don't know. I might sell it. We'll see.
Yeah, it makes an incredible paperweight.
Yeah, it does.
I got a Cloud G to play my Xbox games on, and man, that has been great.
It's funny. Just really quick story. When I got my ROG Ally. And so I got my Steam Deck first, and then I got my ROG Ally when that came out. And the first thing I did when I got my ROG Ally was put the, is it Ryujin, I think? The Switch emulator on it.
Right.
my wife's like, so you bought a handheld to play Switch. I go, yeah. She goes, don't you have a Switch? Well, I guess you bring up a good point.
Well, I don't want to swap my machine.
Just to play PC games. Right.
Yeah, God forbid you got to have another machine sitting next to you that you just reach over and go, I'm going to play this one now.
God forbid you touch your Switch.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and that's the thing I like about that, the one I have, the G Cloud, because I can play my PC games and my Xbox on it. And it's great and it works great. So I'll be in the middle of playing. You know, I was playing Brotato the other day.
Which, great name.
It's great. It's a roguelike, and it plays a lot like Robotron, where you choose a potato to fight the forces of evil, and it's a lot of fun.
What is this called again?
Brotato.
I need to get this game.
What console is this on? Or what
it's
is
on Switch. It's on Switch, it's on Android, Xbox,
PS5.
Android. So yeah, it's on everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's on Steam.
I'm pretty sure it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, it's on Steam.
Yeah, it's on Steam.
I think
it is on Game Pass. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, then I already have Game Pass.
That's why I played it. But then if I want to swap over to the WWE game, which I have on my PC, I can do that. It's great.
But as far as moving back into like movies and stuff, I think I think people are just tired and getting tired, like you said, of getting gouged to pay right. higher prices and not being able to find things getting yanked. People are gonna. Yep. Do you think people are gonna start demanding they do DVD releases again or Blu-ray DVD doesn't matter?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know why, but I don't think the movie companies are wanting us to buy these things. And they keep on releasing the steel books and things like that make it enticing for collectors. So of course there's going to be a collector market, but like something that really kind of bugged me a few months ago is that Disney actually announced that they are no longer going to manufacture their own DVDs, and they're handing over that business to Sony. Mm-hmm. And that some people were like, yeah, but Sony makes really great DVDs. And I'm like, hey, do they?
Well, here's the thing. Newer DVDs, like I still go to Walmart and look through the DVD bins and stuff.
Oh, me too.
Have you noticed that newer DVDs, their packaging, the clamshell cases are horrible. They're like paper thin now.
Oh yeah. They're terrible, and they break and crack easily too.
Yeah,
they remind me of some of the earlier DVD cases that came out.
And those value things. Oh god, the early DVDs that came in the cardboard boxes were.
Yeah,
I still have some of mine.
Yeah, me too. Those are great.
Also, too, there's a thing lately, because I follow a lot of physical collector YouTube channels and stuff, and there's a thing over the last year or so where Warner Brothers DVDs, they something to do with their DVD process is their DVDs are rotting, and some of them are rotten before you even take them out of the case. Like, they're unplayable. And it's been this way. Like, people are kind of freaking out because their DVDs, their Warner Brothers DVDs are rotting, basically.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, I don't know if this is this is something that I find wild. I bought a 4K copy of Ghostbusters, which is a shock to everyone. And the scene where Dana gets abducted by Zool is it's corrupted. It starts skipping at that point. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I guess I'll buy another one. So I went out and bought another copy, a different, it was a different pressing.
Oh,
because
did the same
it
thing.
Was, yeah, it did the same thing.
Oh, that's
at the same spot. So I'm like, it's, this is the same disc. They just changed the label. And I even tried it in two different machines and they both did it. And I'm like, well, what, why ain't nobody else talking about this? And so I ended up having to watch the DVD version, which is inferior. I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. Why did I even buy this if it's going to be like this?
Yeah, I'm afraid to put 4K on my server because the lag, the input lag that I get from home, and I'm like, you know, my Fire Stick is right next to my router, and it's just such a pain in the ass. So I don't even bother. Plus, the file sizes are just way too much. But it's just a pain. But I buy 4K Blu-rays as much as I can. You know, stuff I really want. Like when the Warcraft movie came out, I bought that right about. I just got T2 the other day, because a couple weeks ago, someone told me that the clarity on the 4K version is so good that you can clearly tell that there's a lot of Arnold stunt double and a lot less of Arnold than I thought.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I'm like, man, I need to watch this. So my PS5 does 4K, you know, whatever, 4K Blu-ray player. So I've been using that. I haven't watched T2 yet, but I love 4K Blu-ray physical stuff. I don't like downloading crap.
Yeah. It's just too much of a hassle.
Yeah. I feel the same way. And the thing that really, it scares me, and the reason why I'm saying that this whole physical media thing is something that is kind of being pushed away, and you talked about Warner Brothers physical media going away, but they're also making it harder and harder for us to justify buying digital copies of things, because like Sony is removing them from your entire library sometimes.
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers is removing games that you've already bought recently. It's scary because the future is definitely all digital, because yesterday, I think it was, it leaked out that Microsoft was releasing an Xbox Series X refresh that doesn't have a disc drive. And that made me go, well, there goes that. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, in the PlayStation 5, the default PlayStation 5 doesn't have a disc drive. You have to buy it separate.
There is no default. What do you mean? There's two different versions.
Right.
By the disc, like, version or the digital.
Well, no. The new one, the smaller one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The slim. Yeah,
because they stopped producing the fat one. And so right, now but you
the,
can only
well, the pro, the pro is coming out also, I think.
There is supposed to be a pro that is supposed to be by the end of this year, but they haven't announced anything with it. And I'm relatively sure that it's also going to default without
not necessary
a disc drive.
See, I just don't want everything to be digital, because like you and I both know, and Derek also, we live in a part of the country where, you know, if a strong enough storm comes through, we might be without internet for, you know, maybe a week, couple of weeks. I mean, we could get power back on pretty quick, but the internet always takes longer than power.
So see, I have that issue in the winter with the snowstorms.
Yeah.
We get blizzards here, and because I'm so close to New York and right by the water, it gets so damn cold and things freeze up. I mean, we've had power lines. My parents had power lines freeze up. I think it was the year before my father passed away, and they were without power for like 4 days just because all the lines were frozen and nothing was working.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't want, you know, I don't want to use my phone. I don't want to try to use my phone to watch, you know, Netflix or whatever.
So if the power, you know, the internet goes out, but I still have power, I have a whole wall of Blu-rays and DVDs I can pop in, and VHS as well. If I want to watch VHS, but Everybody that's all digital all the time. What are you gonna do when you're? What you gonna do? When
what you gonna do, brother? They're gonna call you and
goes out on you.
They're gonna call you.
I'm gonna pull out my Halloween Havoc 98 VHS.
They're gonna call you and can you just FaceTime and point the phone towards the TV so I can watch too?
Yeah.
I have nothing physical. Can you put in Beetlejuice or something?
Yeah.
On VHS.
But that's just hey, could you act out Beetlejuice over the phone?
That's even better.
But that's
you know, why yo, that movie. Deo, really loud hey, for me, please.
I just personally think that, like I said, the bubble's going to burst, and it's going to go back down to a couple of different. It's going to be kind of like we're in the explosion of video stores at this point, where you know back in the 80s it was all mom and pop stores. You had a billion rental places everywhere, and then it whittled down to Blockbuster and Hollywood. And it's this kind of the same thing right now with streaming services.
You the nearest Blockbuster to me is 3,000 miles away.
And I think it's going to get whittled back down to probably Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, and Pluto's probably still going to be around, like stuff like that. But I think Peacock's probably going to end up going back to, licensing their stuff to Netflix right. And things like that.
Well, Peacock is set because they're making millions of dollars anyway, that company.
Well, yeah, Comcast is making millions of dollars. So,
Peacock is NBC.
That's right. NBC.
So they're well, okay.
Right. But they're owned by Comcast, yeah.
Right, but they're going to lose a lot when WWE dies.
They are. Well, when they die.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's not what I don't know why it came out
in
like
Peacock's
that.
Peacock's mind, they'll saying. Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the advantage of Peacock, I think, the advantage, at least when that thing started, was that WWE Network was $10 a month and Peacock is only $5 for right. the same content. And I know people, insane people, that still pay $50 for traditional pay-per-view once a month to watch WWE. And I'm like, you know how dumb you are? Like, just let me shake you. And like, I mean, for Christ's sake, you're paying literally what I pay an entire year for every WWE pay-per-view, plus all the other content. And they're paying it in 1 month for one show.
Yeah, I was about to say, you get all the documentaries, you get stuff.
That kind of digital I'm cool with, but like, I still have, like, for example, the full, at least the first 15 WrestleManias I still have on VHS. Like,
right.
As physical media, my internet goes down. I can't watch Peacock, but I can pop in WrestleMania 5 on VHS and watch that, all day.
Thank you, Coliseum Video.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that, from that New was Jersey. That was a huge, huge get for Netflix, too, that WWE is going to be on Netflix. I mean,
watching live Raw on Netflix is going to make it so where I can actually watch Raw.
I'll be watching it the next day on Plex. I'm not gonna pay for Netflix.
Oh, I've already. Got
by it. Then, it's gonna be $25 a month.
Probably.
I'm
like,
I'm good.
So I don't know.
I'll find someone's house to go watch it at.
So I don't know what the future holds, but I know that Netflix is gonna be the one that's still standing at the top of the heap. Probably.
I feel like they're gonna acquire everything.
Well, aren't they the only ones, maybe besides Peacock, that are actually making a profit?
I don't think they're making a profit right now. I don't know.
Well,
I'll research this.
Well, here's the thing.
Talk
I mean, we
yourselves.
Went through.
Speak it. Oh, sorry.
We went through such a period of what do they call it? The exponential growth of these companies, and that's what they were expecting to keep happening. But at a certain point, everybody has that. Once it has it, and you're going to plateau. I mean, you can't have that sort of growth forever.
They do have, like, don't they have 200 something million users at the moment, or subscribers at the moment?
Customers, whatever it is. Because
there was a bunch of, I don't know what you call it, discourse, I guess. There's a bunch of, like, discussion going back and forth when they announced the WWE deal. And then shortly after that, or shortly before it, I don't remember which, but it was around the same time where WWE announced they're no longer making physical media. Whatever DVDs right. are in stores mm-hmm. now, that's all you get. They're not making any more. They're not producing any more. Everything will be streamed. So I'm also wondering, like, is how big of a jump is that going to be for Netflix, considering – they're already at 200 million something users or whatever. I mean, I don't see them getting like another 100 million, but a couple million probably, right?
Yeah,
oh, for sure. I would imagine. I just probably won't be one of them.
Here's the stats, and this is as of February, so last month. Only three U.S. video subscription services have turned a profit in the 17 years since Netflix launched their streaming service, and that is Netflix, Hulu, and Warner Brothers Discovery's Max.
Huh.
And Max is like super new, right? Isn't that new?
I wouldn't have expected Max to be on that list.
Max is on the list only because of the fact that both
are they considering HBO Max?
HBO Max thing. And Discovery merged, and that's why that happened.
Interesting.
And I'm just
Hulu doesn't surprise me, but Max does.
Was Hulu only profitable when they were being run by Disney / ABC? Fox and was it NBC before they split off to do Peacock, and now Hulu is just Fox and ABC, and now they're putting everything in under Disney Plus. So how much Fox stuff is going to be this? Is Fox going to spin off their own streaming service now?
Oh, probably not, because they're owned by Disney.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
I could see maybe one day down the line it would just be.
The Fox Network isn't, but the Fox production companies are.
Right. I could see it being whittled down to maybe three streaming services. Like Netflix will be around.
Netflix, I think, will be around forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Disney. Sorry. Okay. Prime. Prime is going to be.
I forget about around. Prime.
Because it's included with our Prime.
Yeah, I forget all about the Prime Video, but I've watched it. I mean, I have it on my
thing about Prime.
My Fire Stick, right. But I don't think I've watched anything on there in.
Oh, I watched easily like 2-3 years. Upload. I watch Invincible, and there's a third one. There is a third show that I was watching. I don't remember what it was. Invincible.
I just got X-Men 97, and I can't watch it yet because my server is still out of commission.
The thing about Prime is I had Prime until they announced that the tier I was on was going to start getting ads. And if I didn't want ads, I needed to give Jeff Bezos another $3 a month. And I was like,
right.
To hell with Jeff Bezos, to hell with Amazon Prime. I barely use it for ordering anything. So screw that. I got rid of it instantly.
I order Amazon a lot. So I'm not getting rid of it.
Yeah, I can't get rid of it. That's my go-to for anything.
Like Prime is just a happy accident that I have it because of the fact that it comes with it. You know, it's like, well, I wasn't going to have this appetizer, but it comes with the meat.
Right. You know? It's the Bob Ross of streaming services.
Right. I'm the same. If Prime Video was, or Prime Stream, whatever it's called, if that was separate than Amazon Prime, like the store website, I wouldn't have it.
See, I just I don't
Critical Role, the Legend of Vox Machina is the other show. That's right.
Not to be confused with Barrel Roll from Star Fox fame.
Yes, it's not a Barrel Roll. This is a D&D show.
I don't use Amazon Prime enough to justify it. I don't order enough stuff to justify. I'm a simple man. I just, if I want something, I go to Walmart or Target to get it. I don't order stuff online.
Well, I'm at the age where I don't want to leave the house.
Yeah, that's basically what it is for me, too. It's like, I don't want to go to Walmart.
I don't want
to. It's worth waiting 2 days for what I need to not go to Walmart.
Dude, I could walk to Walmart right now. It's not that big a deal for me to just pop down there, get something, and come home.
It's not getting there that's the problem.
It's getting out of my chair to leave the house. There.
The physical act of being in the store.
It's not taking the reservation. It's holding the reservation.
Right. But, like... you know, you haven't seen. When was the last time you saw me in a Walmart?
I thought that's what you were named after.
Right,
Wally World.
Last time I walked into a Walmart, I was asked to leave because as soon as I walked in the door, I went and they're like, "Sir, you need to calm down. This is awful. How can you do this every day?"
Yeah, but how will I get my severe anxiety fixed if I don't go to Walmart at least once a week?
So order That's Amazon to an Amazon locker. Then you, at least you have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
We don't have Amazon lockers here.
I do subscribe to Shudder as well. Because I like watching Last Drive-In, and they've always got some pretty good stuff that rotating on there, and it's only $5.99 a month, so it's.
I was just about to ask you how much of this is. I would love to check that out,
dude. It's cheap.
I would love to do that as well if it were free. I don't watch enough horror movies for that to be.
And they listen to you as well. I kept because I watched The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs, and I kept tweeting at Darcy and at Shudder to please put captions on Joe Bob's Last Drive-In for. We call ourselves the Mutants for the hearing impaired mutants. And then they started doing, they started putting captions up there because she, Darcy, wow. The male girl, kept retweeting it as well every time I would do it. And Shudder finally listened.
Do they have their own, they have a separate app, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, Amazon Prime does too because Alexa's always listening.
Well, gentlemen, we're coming up on the 45-minute mark, and we'll go ahead and start winding this thing down. So,
one quick question for you, though, really quick. Do you ever go on Craigslist in the free section and look for like VHS DVD?
No, I don't. I can't even remember the last time I was on Craigslist.
Oh, dude, I go to the free section daily because you never know what people are getting rid of, but. I always go on there and just like go to the search and I'll put DVD or I'll put VHS or I'll put Blu-ray or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't want to go meet up with people because I watch enough true crime. I don't want to be a part of it.
It's not all if you meet at the local police station, that's what they do around here. They have like the police station has three separate parking spots that are just for online sales. Always someone out there watching.
We usually go to the thrift stores and flea markets around here a couple times a week, and I always hit gold at the thrift stores and flea markets and stuff. So
yeah, that's basically the same thing. Yeah,
it's a treasure trove for DVDs and Blu-rays at the thrift stores right now. Like you always find something cool.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't been to one in a while, but there's one by our house that has a huge DVD section.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of them are like sealed still.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like you can find sealed stuff still. And it's like, you know, a buck or two for it. And I'm like, hell yeah, it's mine now.
I love when you post, I love looking at your pictures when you're like, oh, pick this up from the thrift store. And it's like two DVDs, like three VHSs. I'm like, that's my buddy.
Yeah, I'm actually going to get kicked back up on my TikTok again soon. I bought some equipment so I can use my phone without holding it so I can like do more manipulation of the DVDs and VHS on camera and talk about them.
Oh, that's cool. Right.
That's why I got a tripod, like a little tripod.
Yeah, that's what it is. Table. It's just a little tripod.
Yeah, stuff. I can do those hot sauce videos.
Yeah, but I'm going to start doing that again probably this weekend because I got a lot of stuff that I've gotten over the past couple of months that I want to talk about. Really cool stuff that I've picked up. But let's go around the room. And so, Derek, since you joined us late, let's get your opinion on... parting thoughts on what you think the future of physical and streaming are.
I think the streaming world is going to be condensed. We're going to get three, maybe four big streaming services. Because I'm with you. I think the bubble's going to burst. Mm-hmm. I would hope that physical media would make a comeback because there is something that's heartbreaking to me. Is I have a Best Buy down the road from my house. And that used to be where I would get all my DVDs or Blu-rays. And they just recently stopped selling physical media. Like they pulled it from their shelves.
I worked in that department at Best Buy too. And I wonder what happens to those people that were... I was in the media department. So I sold DVDs, Blu-rays, and CD or whatever. What happens to those people that are they all fired now?
They got moved to selling washing machines.
It's basically an appliance store now.
Yeah.
But they still have the new release like bin or shelf at the front of the store, but it's just empty. And it makes me want to cry every time I see it.
I still buy like computer stuff from there. Like I bought my graphics card from there a couple months ago. But it's because I'm a big NVIDIA guy, and NVIDIA does their initial releases only at Best Buy. And then after a couple months, you know, all the other companies sell on theirs. So I just order from there. But otherwise, I haven't been there in so long. And that was a big heartbreaker to me, too, when they said, we're not selling physical stuff anymore.
Ugh.
Come on, man.
What about you, Joey?
You can't call yourself the best if you're not.
What about you, Joey? What's your parting thoughts?
Stick with I'm gonna echo something that you said earlier, Jay. I want to own my own stuff. I want to own the stuff I pay for. So I'm always gonna be a big physical media guy. I mean, like I said, I'm looking on, like, you know, everywhere, Craigslist, thrift stores, wherever. I showed you that picture. I just bought a brand new sealed VHS like a month ago of WrestleMania 15.
Oh yeah,
for $7 on that was on Amazon, which I didn't even think I would find anything VHS on there. And it wasn't a third party seller. It said ships from Amazon. I mean, how's this possible?
Wow. Yeah, always on the lookout for like those old Coliseum tapes, like at the third store. Those
I wish I had bought those when that video store I worked at shut. Actually, I worked at two that shut down. The mom and pop one shut down because the bigger one opened right across the street. And then I went and worked at the bigger one. And then Blockbuster came in and said, F you guys. But, I wish I had bought those. Like, we just sold them for, $10 for three or four tapes. Like, I wish I had bought all those Coliseums before they sold, but I didn't get any of them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean, I just have stuff from that I had when I was a kid that I just still have.
But what about you, Wally? Parting thoughts?
Pass. No, I agree with everything everyone's saying. I would love for it to not be the way that the industry is going for all of this digital content, because I understand why it's like this, because it's a lot higher profit margin if we don't own our own media. But I love to have movies that I care about and games that I care about on a shelf where I can admire them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
exactly what I meant. Yeah. Yeah. I want to have a collection I can look at.
Right.
As opposed to just ripping out the PlayStation app and saying, oh, here's all my games.
Right. It ain't exactly. The same. It absolutely isn't. Cause I'm absolutely one of those people who have that compulsive need to show my cool shit off. And
they're good conversation starters too. Cause like when I have friends and stuff come over, I always want to show off like, dude, look at this crazy Godzilla tape I got, you know?
Yeah.
Or whenever I had the Evil Dead 2 inside of the Necronomicon it was bound in a, like a rubbery skin, like exterior with pages from the Necronomicon on the inside of it. And
is that the DVD?
It was the DVD. Yeah.
I still have that.
I used to have it. I sold it for $100 whenever I was in dire straits.
Oh, maybe I'll sell mine. We'll see.
Oh God, that hurts me, Wally.
It hurts me. Look, I also had. Remember that tin that I had that was the Evil Dead, another Evil Dead 2 that I had in a tin, and you open it up, and it had like a different disc set, and it had like dude, collectibles inside of it.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. I had to sell all that because I was once a poor.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
Right. I actually thought about rebuying them because I saw them on Blu-ray, the Ruby set, I think it's called. It's all of the movies, including the new Evil Dead movies, and they're inside of a set, and you unfold it, and it has like Ash's picture in it, and it has all these materials that come in it, and it's super cool. But I didn't feel like spending $70 that day. So
I feel you.
But that's still a good price for that many movies.
Yeah.
In UHD. But yeah, I love my physical media, and I just wish they did cool stuff like that still.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think they're still going to, it's going to be smaller companies probably that are going to pop up and do things like that. Like, what's the one company that does like all the old, they'll do like crazy editions of like, old horror movies and stuff. Oh God, what is their name? It's a it's like a DVD Blu-ray company, but now
I don't even. Is it Fright Rag? No, they do shirts. It's not, I don't even know about
this thing. It's not Fright Rag. It's something else, and I can't. It'll probably hit me in like 10. That's how my brain works. Like I can't think of anything in the moment, and then like 10 minutes from now, I'll be like, oh yeah, it was this. But I think it's going to be more smaller boutique companies that are going to cater to the you know, the collectors like us, and it'll be sort of like limited run. But for like Blu-rays and DVDs, movies and stuff like that.
We should open a store called Boutique, B-O-O-Teak, like, and just sell horror movies on VHS.
Copyright, yeah. Nerd Cave Retro, Boutique. Yeah.
Trademark.
Trademark.
Because I know there are idea. Those boutiques like Rhino and the Criterion,
yeah,
who specialize in those types of. You know, here are our special edition of whatever it is. You know, Criterion says that they're important movies, but I don't know why Armageddon's in there.
It's Shout a fun Factory, movie. Shout Factory, who's
Shout Factory yeah. is also a good one. They're the ones that do the Mystery Science Theater,
yes, yes.
Blu-rays as well, DVDs. So, yeah, I don't know why I forgot Shout Factory. Yeah. Shoot.
But yeah, I think that's what we're going to go to. And as far as the streaming services, they're going to get whittled down to like 3 or 4 at some point, because it's gotten out of hand. But that's where we're going to leave it for this month. And let us know what you think. Send us, you know, an email or get a hold of us on the Discord or whatever. And let us know what you think about physical media versus streaming. I personally like physical media. I'm always going to be a physical media person, and I love, and just the thrill of the hunt, like going to thrift stores and flea markets and finding cool stuff, you know.
Flea markets are the best.
Yeah. But that's going to do it for this month. I'll put everybody's, where to follow everybody in the show notes, at Joey Image TV, at The Real Big Wall. And TV. Of course, yes, at Joey Image TV, V as in Victor.
No, not anymore. I haven't used that handle in a while.
Oh,
Joey Image YT now.
YT. Joey Image YT. That's, it left the meeting. So, oh, accidentally. So, can anybody hear me? Or did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You only kicked out.
I didn't Joey. Kick anybody out.
You kicked him out.
Did I? I didn't mean that. Like, touch it.
How dare you correct me, sir?
But anyway, I'll put all the links in there. So, thank you all for hanging out with us. Thank you to the patrons for funding our extra episodes every month. And this is going to come out about a week after. Patrons are going to get it for about a week, and then it'll go out to the public. So if you're not a patron, go head over to Nerd Cave Retro. Patreon.com/NerdCaveRetro and become a patron for as little as $1 a month. And that's going to do it. And I'm not going to put the outro song. We're just going to end it. So we're just going to say, Wally, tell them what's going on.
Live long and smoke meat.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We'll see you guys next month.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.